This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court has now declined to block a vaccine requirement for this U.S. state of Maine healthcare workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected that emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing its October 29th mandate. Workers who do not comply actually risk losing their jobs altogether. It was the first time the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. The court previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Federal regulators are now expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster doses this week in an effort to provide flexibility as the campaign for extra shots expands. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots and follows a okay for third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans last month. The move was previewed Tuesday by a U.S. health official familiar with the matter who was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. The FDA was expected to say using the same brand for a booster was still preferable, especially for the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Federal agents have been carrying out law enforcement activity at a Washington mansion and New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Officials would not provide any additional information about the circumstances surrounding their presence or information about potential investigations involving Deripaska. A spokesperson told reporters for the searches were connected to U.S. sanctions and that the homes did not belong to him. This is VOA News. The White House has confirmed on Tuesday that the FBI is part of a coordinated government effort to secure the release of a group of American and Canadian missionaries who have been kidnapped in Haiti. The FBI had earlier released a statement about its involvement to free the group kidnapped by a Haitian gang that is demanding $17 million in ransom. Attorneys resumed questioning potential jurors Tuesday in the trial of three white men charged with chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery, with several jury pool members saying that they know the defendants or others close to a case that has sparked a national outcry. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and a neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in the 25-year-old black man's death after cell phone video of the February 23, 2020 killing leaked online 2 months later. By afternoon, the Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley had not declared anyone qualified to remain in the final group from which the jury will be chosen. At least 14 pool members have been dismissed since jury selection began Monday afternoon. Jury duty notices were mailed to 1,000 people in coastal Glenn County, with 600 ordered to report Monday. With her centerpiece of President Joe Biden's climate change strategy all but dashed, Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. headed to the White House Tuesday, searching for new ways to narrow, reshape, and swiftly wrap up negotiations on what had been his sweeping $3.5 trillion budget plan. Nearly 20 centrist and progressive lawmakers met in separate groups with Biden as Democrats review a menu of alternative emission-reducing strategies, one of the most crucial issues for voters who support the president and his party and race to reach accord on his overall package. Among the climate change fighting proposals being considered are a tax on carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels such as oil and coal, a methane emissions fee, and tax breaks for energy providers who hit certain emissions goals. A Navy report has concluded there were sweeping failures by commanders, crew members, and others that fueled the July 2020 arson fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard. The report obtained by the U.S. By the Associated Press called the massive five-day blaze preventable and unacceptable. A sailor has been charged with setting that fire, but the report lists 36 officers and sailors whose failings either directly led to the ship's loss or contributed to it. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.